Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, for Thursday, November 20, 2008. The Hamas-run agriculture ministry in Gaza warned on Thursday of an imminent nutrition crisis in the Gaza Strip due to the continuation of the Israeli closure of Gaza's border crossing. In the West Bank, the Israeli military did more than a dozen of Palestinian residents. This news and more are upcoming. Stay tuned. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon voiced on Thursday his concern over the growing humanitarian difficulties in the Gaza Strip due to Israeli closure of Gaza's border crossings. Ki-moon phoned Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, calling on the Israeli government to ease entry of goods and basic commodities to the coastal territories. In the meantime, the Hamas-run Ministry of Agriculture, as well as Hamas's Health Ministry, called for an immediate reopening of Gaza crossings as the humanitarian situation is getting worse. The call by Hamas's governmental bodies comes as a few poultry owners have been forced to damage thousands of chicks due to their inability to serve them with the needed fodder or heating, with no single good or litter of fuel entering Gaza for the past 2 weeks. Also, Gaza's hospitals are about to stop providing essential medical care to Gaza's patients because of lack of medicines and the frequent cut of power supply, as Gaza's power plant is almost run out of fuel to generate electricity. On the ground, a Hamas fighter was reportedly killed by an Israeli tank in the early hours of Thursday, a statement by Hamas's armed wing, as Al-Din al-Qassam read today. In the West Bank, the Israeli military detained overnight more than 20 Palestinian residents from the cities of Nablus, Jenin and Tulkarem. Meanwhile, the Israeli police rampaged a sit-in tent in the occupied East Jerusalem, erected by a local Palestinian family there who was displaced earlier by Jewish extremist settlers. At the political level, the Israeli government decided to boycott the upcoming Durban Conference for Human Rights, claiming the conference will be used by some Arab countries and anti-Israel parties to attack Israel. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Maghari and Hassan Qassis.